cannot absolutely say the Ebola crisis is behind us because we know that we have not gone through incubation period that would qualify Liberia of being Ebola free. Besides that, we have active transmission of disease across our border that is very porous. And so our focus now is active surveillance, especially at the border areas, to make sure that we keep active surveillance of not only Ebola, but other diseases of epidemic potentials.
How does the government know, Mr. Nyesua, these people who are dying did not die from Ebola?
In the fight against Ebola, Liberia launched phase 3 strategy of our outbreak. We have not let go on the interventions and respond yet in Liberia. So for every sign and symptom that resemble Ebola, we do test and rule out Ebola, first of all, number one. Number two, we got into partnership with funeral homes in Liberia. And so even if somebody died in a health facility or died in the community, and you are taken to a funeral home, we are doing mouth swab to test whether or not the person died from Ebola. Besides that, in health facilities and clinics, we urging our clinicians and physicians to exclude Ebola by testing people who go to the health facility. This is exactly the surveillance system we have in right now to ensure that, yes, people getting sick in Liberia for normal ailments, people dying in communities and in health facilities, other areas, these people are not dying from Ebola.
Liberia celebrated Memorial Day yesterday, Wednesday, and I was talking to some people in Monrovia, Liberia, who felt that the government did not do enough of a recognition of the number of people who died in the country.
We have not been declared free of Ebola, and therefore we cannot carry on any memorial service as a country. The government is cognizant and is aware about people who lost their lives during this crisis, and there were statements having sympathy with these people who lost their lives and their friends and were praying for them. There were Decoration Day service held here, and during that service, the government did offer prayers through the Liberia Council of Churches Interreligious Council at the Presbyterian Church. And we made it very, very clear that Ebola was not over yet, and therefore we keeping our feet on the pedal, getting the gas moving with the response, and so we could not memorialize. So Liberians should rest assured that it is dearer to the heart of the head of state of this country. We are so very much sympathetic to those that lost their lives during this process, and they will be remembered and respected by all Liberians. We have the records. We have the names of people. Those names will be displayed at an appropriate time when Ebola is over with. It is not over yet until it is over.